Well, you look like three fine lads. You know, I might have something here you'd like to try. Something to make you feel real good.
There's a million wild and wonderful ways to say no.
No thanks.
No way.
Better learn a few and take them wherever you go.
No thanks, no sir.
If your pal says let's get high.
Here's a practical reply.
Go ahead, let's fly. Spit right in his eye and say no.
Well, welcome back to Pop Culture Failure, where we watch something from our youth to see how it stands up. I'm Sky.
I'm Jake.
And Jake, I believe before we started recording, you said to me, Sky, I'm going to start smoking marijuana cigarettes.
And you said, let's sit down. I got a tale for you.
And how do you feel now that we've watched Cartoon All-Stars to the Rescue?
I want to smoke pot more than ever. We probably should have before we watched this.
Probably. Well, I mean, there's a lot of scenes in there that make me feel like I was taking drugs. But yeah, I think that was kind of the intent.
First of all, well, we're watching Cartoon All-Stars The Rescue, which is a 1990 cartoon-themed PSA for drugs to not to do them. But I feel like we're the least too qualified to comment on drug use.
That's true. Any information we have is secondhand. Something we witnessed.
Yeah.
But pot's basically the line that's been drawn.
Well, in 1990, we'll get to that.
Well, I mean, in our personal experience,
oh,
our friends only have done marijuana cigarettes.
Yeah, as far as you know. I did a lot of blow earlier before we got here.
You're too poor for blow.
There's no, that's why I'm poor. But yeah, there's not a lot of other non-marijuana drugs in this.
No. There's a beer mentioned. We don't ever see the kid drinking a beer. Yeah.
But I'm going to drink a beer in honor of that beer.
Why wouldn't you? So I first saw this thing when we had rented it from the library. And I remember reading the title Cartoon All-Stars to the Rescue. And I had in my head pictured it would be all my favorite cartoon characters and the Muppet Babies gathering together to take on some sort of team, super team of bad guys. And I was very much mistaken.
I don't remember what I thought it was going to be. Because I rented it from the Family Video, the local video store. They had, you get a free kids movie or whatever.
Ah.
So my mom was like, yeah, you get it every time. I don't care.
And it does sound like a mom.
I watched it all the time because it had all of my favorite things in it. I liked Muppet Babies. Still do. They're like the Muppets, but they're babies.
And their voices are much more awful.
I'm not as easily annoyed as you.
I was pretty easily annoyed even back then.
Just like, it's grating. I can't. This aired in
Listen to Gonzo.
This aired in April of 1990 on all of the channels.
Yeah.
That's why everyone can be in it.
Oh.
But it aired on all of the channels at the exact same time. So if you weren't into the idea of the cartoon stopping you from doing pop, but you wanted to watch TV, you didn't have a choice.
Have to go outside or something. Yeah, read a
just
book.
Smoke my pot outside.
How with that?
So it does what Roger Rabbit did, but sort of in a different way. In that, while Warner Brothers gave us their big heavy hitters with Donald Duck and Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny, Disney was just like, here, have Winnie the Pooh and the nephews from the DuckTales.
And Tigger, too.
Oh, yeah, Tigger's there for a minute. So, you know, there's that.
Yeah.
But it also has Alf in it.
Yeah, and Michelangelo.
Which is weird because seems like the
stoner
turtle,
of them.
Yeah, the turtle most likely to have done all of these drugs.
Yeah, and he's awful sassy for the party dude.
Yeah.
Well, you've got one who's cool but rude. It's right there in the tin. Why not bring that one in?
And then there's Garfield, which I'm on board with whatever he does. I was reading up on this beforehand on the toilet earlier today.
Right.
And the rumor is that it never re-aired because they didn't ask Jim Davis if they could use Garfield. But then one of the guys who worked on Garfield and Friends said that Jim Davis was all on board.
Well, you can't say, no, I want children to get on drugs.
Right, yeah, don't use Garfield for good. Only use him for the evil I've been using him for the last 45 years. yeah, we watched the thing. It is a failure in that the opposite is happening right now. They're legalizing marijuana.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
We're in a different time.
Half-truths.
Well, we'll get to that as they
misconceptions.
Come, yeah. But, you know, it's... So, the version... It's on YouTube. Just look up Cartoon All-Stars to the Rescue. You'll find it. It's the first one to come up. And you get the old FBI warning because it's a VHS tape digitized for us. Just like, yep. Just like from the library. Where I grew up, we didn't have a library. We had a bookmobile. Oh.
Well, you know where my house was. We had to drive like a half hour just to get to the library.
Yeah, so. I guess that's true. Oh, then there's this Ronald McDonald charity, or what is it? Ronald McDonald House?
Yeah.
Commercial beforehand that I feel like, was it attached to a lot of things?
I feel like it was. I know I've seen this before.
Like a gajillion times.
But there's a lot of special needs children singing a song that I really have no recollection of. But there's one little kid who's super boss. He's got these awesome aviator glasses.
And he's got a little mullet.
Yeah, he does.
What a long commercial for Ronald McDonald Children's Charities.
Well, people had a longer attention span back then. It's before all the pots.
Oh, boom. So then we get...
Former president, current dirty old man.
Yeah, old grab hands himself, George W.H. Bush.
The accused gropist.
And then Barbara Bush and a dog that is certainly dead at this point.
There's no doubt. It looks like it's dead right now because it's not moving at all. They sedated that dog.
She's moving it with her hand.
But they're just like, hey, don't do drugs.
Yeah, here's some cartoons to remind you.
Because I believe that was Barbara Bush's big thing.
It was Nancy Reagan's, and then I think she took it over.
Or was hers literacy? It doesn't matter.
Hers was anti-The Simpsons, if you recall.
I don't, but I believe but you.
It's suburban 90s. And
we open up on a lovely home.
And a house.
And a girl with a lot of licensed merchandise.
Which is actually, I think, that which is more accurate than most, like, TV.
That can't get the rights.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Because she's sleeping with the Pooh Bear. She has a Kermit the Frog alarm clock. She has a framed picture of Alf.
Which I can relate to.
Right?
They were like, what do we make Alf? I just make him a framed picture on the desk.
No one fine, knows. Fuck it.
But like nothing, I don't know anything that's not licensed. My dad makes fun of me because everything in my house is something in addition to the thing that it is.
Yes?
Like my salt and pepper shakers are R2.
Oh, okay.
Things like that. My toaster is Darth Vader. Okay, it's all Star Wars and the thing that it is.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
But someone reaches into this little girl's room and steals her piggy bank. Her name's Corey.
And then a magazine flips open and the Smurfs are in it.
It's a comic book.
Okay.
You of all people can't tell the difference between a comic book and a magazine. Idiot.
Whatever.
You know, it's like a magazine.
Comic books are basically magazines.
No, they are, but it just seems weird for you to call it a magazine. Yeah.
But Papa Smurf wakes up. He's the only one in red and has a beard.
That's how
in case
you
forgot.
He's Papa Smurf?
Yeah. They throw a lot of Smurfing around. I don't care for it. Fucking commies.
He rings the bell and they wake up and they're like, the Smurfing bell?
Yeah. Who Smurfed the bell? I was a Smurfing soundly all night. It's not funny. Why do you keep doing that?
Well, they're from like the 60s, aren't they? And from a different country.
Sure.
I mean, I don't think the cartoon is.
No, probably not. And the little girl keeps all of her doors open conspicuously.
So elves and
the Smurfs somehow escape the comic book to go wake up the girl because they saw a hand reach in and steal her piggy bank.
Except they didn't. Like Papa Smurf.
They couldn't have.
Up,
it was shut.
And Papa Smurf woke up after the piggy bank was stolen. Like, unless that's his job, is to wake up and look out and be like, piggy bank's gone. Something happened. The beginning is sort of Toy Story-esque in that seemingly all of the toys come alive and then the humans aren't allowed to see them. But that goes out the window real fast.
Yeah.
And then people just start showing up, like walking from off screen.
Yeah, I don't know. Like the reality of this world is not established and never will be. And I don't understand.
Because you've never seen
who sees what. But Elf pops out of a picture frame because he also wants to help find the thief, and he tries to wake up
and
Garfield.
Elf has the best T-shirt.
I don't know what's on it. It's too
it's
low
like,
def.
It's like gyros.
Gears and springs.
Gears and springs. Gyros is what I was trying to say.
But he wakes up Garfield, who's a lamp. He just rips the lamp out of his back, which you'd think should have hurt him.
Yeah,
but it doesn't.
And then we find out that the chipmunks live in a record on her floor.
Yeah.
My favorite part is that they like turn back around and like inside the record's like a house.
Yep.
Alvin's just watching TV.
That's why he's the one with the letter. So Theodore and the other one,
Simon,
want to go help find the thief. Alvin has to be dragged out. And then Pooh Bear wakes up. He's sleeping next to the little girl, and everybody else is trying to wake her up. And instead of doing something about it, he doesn't, because he's worthless.
He's Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
He's
Winnie the Pooh is worthless at everything.
Jim Cummings, who does the voice of Winnie the Pooh and Tigger.
And a lot of other stuff.
But, I mean, in this.
Yeah.
He said that he wouldn't say any drug words as Winnie the Pooh. Because, yeah. Theodore says marijuana later, and Bugs Bunny says joint.
Yep.
And he was like, yeah, Pooh Bear wouldn't say any of those words, so he crossed some of them out. And wouldn't say, you know, getting blazed or whatever as Winnie the Pooh.
That's fair.
So Corey wakes up to the Kermit the Frog alarm clock. And and everyone freezes, like she's not allowed to see them.
Yeah, but then Slimer comes through the window and eats her other lamp, which is
her cornucopia lamp.
Yep,
it's a fucking Thanksgiving lamp.
It's got grapes and shit. And he just eats it because, of course, he does.
Also, is he a real ghost?
He
came through the wall and ate her lamp like a ghost might.
Yes. I'm going to stop trying to figure it out and just yes.
Oh, there's a long way to go, buddy.
Yeah. Where'd the lamp... Oh, okay. It's shining out of his nose. So he points to the lamp light like a spotlight to point out that, hey, somebody stole your piggy bank.
And she's like, goodness, my piggy bank. Heaven.
She's this little blonde girl. So Elf, Garfield, and who else is with him? The chipmunks. They wander down the hallway and they find the brother's room. I don't remember his name.
Michael.
So they wander down the hall and Garfield says something sassy, probably.
Right, there are no closed captions and we can't remember anything.
Yeah, sorry. And they just wander into this, into the brother's room, Michael. And they see him. He's apparently hiding in the closet.
He seems to have gone into the closet to break open the piggy bank.
Right.
And then bring it back out into the room.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he has his own bathroom?
Maybe.
Might be a bathroom. But he smashes open the piggy bank instead of removing the plunger like every piggy bank I've ever seen has. And he's like, oh man, there must be 20 bucks in here.
In quarters. Yeah. In nickels.
At which point, Corey runs over. He's like, hey, somebody stole my piggy bank. Did you see it? And he's like, oh, get out. I'm totally not stealing your money.
As he's shoving it into his pockets.
Michael's a piece of shit.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with drugs. He's just a cunt.
Yeah, maybe so they got him hooked on, or they started him smoking pot so he would be tolerable.
Yeah, he's much more mellow probably than he used to be.
So he yells at her for coming into his room, and he's like, it fell and I was trying to fix it. She's like, it fell into your room?
Yeah.
And you, she doesn't mention him stealing her money, but she's like, look, I don't believe that because that's obviously a lie.
Yeah.
So he hurriedly shoves a box under his bed.
His drug box.
Yeah, it's completely inconspicuous because he's very smooth. And the chipmunks open it up and we get a shot of the contents. There's a used matchbook, a bunch of rolling papers, or possibly old joints. I don't know if you keep them or not.
This guy, they burn up.
I know, but he's got like three of them in there. And maybe he's just not good at smoking pot. And then there's like a roll of hay or something?
There's like a teensy bale of hay. Sky and I don't do the pot, so we're not sure what.
And I just don't know what it is. It looks like it's something wrapped around. Maybe it's hiding a pipe or something.
Maybe. And then there's an ocarina as well.
Yeah.
You know, just in case.
You know, drug stuff.
But the, doesn't one of them smell it and go, it smells yeah. funny.
Yep. Alvin's got his face in it, and he probably says that it smells funny. Well, Simon knows exactly what it is.
Well, he's the smart one. He's got glasses.
Yeah,
science.
He's got such a pretentious tone. He's like, if I had to take a guess, it's marijuana.
He talks exactly like you do. I don't know why. Now I know why you hate him.
But, but Corey is lecturing Michael, as little girls are wont to do.
Right.
She's like, if you wanted some money, you could just ask me. And oh, what's wrong with your eyes? Because apparently he's already high or drunk or something.
Or maybe he's coming down off his high. That's why he's so irritable.
Could be. Maybe he's drunk. Later we hear, like in the next scene, Dad is missing a beer and doesn't think that's suspicious.
Like we'll get there. I got a lot of problems with that scene. Namely, what the beer is kept in.
So maybe he's hungover is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. No, it means I was drunk yesterday.
So Michael decides to leave, and Corey's just like, hey, you can talk to me. We used to share everything. She's like six.
Right.
What things has he been sharing with her?
She might be eight.
She's too young, is what I'm saying.
But even still, no matter what happens when you become a teenager, you hate everyone and everything. Like, he's acting like a teenager, not a druggie. He's just an asshole because he's 13 and doing marijuana.
Yeah.
So the cartoons are like, we gotta help or something.
I turned the sound on for a sec. So just remember where we are. We didn't take notes because fuck it.
We never have. We never will. Oh, you might have once.
Yeah, I took
the first episode.
So the cartoons are alive and they are able to escape the house. So I don't know how they exist in what capacity, but it doesn't matter because we cut away to a commercial and we come back. We're at the video arcade where a group of youths are just smoking pot inside in 100% public.
And we meet the bad guy, the smoke cloud.
The villain.
He's got a
Grinch smile.
Yeah. George C. Scott is his voice. He's a real actor. I don't know if I know anything that he's in, but except for The Rescuers Down Under, he's the bad guy in that.
Mm.
But he's like, you know, a prolific actor from forever.
The smoke villain looks a little bit like Hades. Like
he
his,
does, but he's
his
pre-Hades,
structure.
So
but he's also got a suit instead of ropes.
Wins.
But yeah, so the kids are just in the arcade getting high like they do.
And then
one of them's like, yeah, it's pretty good, but I got this, and holds out a fistful of rocks. Which we are probably supposed to think is crack, because crack was a big thing in the 90s, right?
Was it? I don't know.
I think it was.
It's delicious.
But what they don't say what it is.
That, did you see that guy's rat tail? The guy has an exquisite rat tail. How do I go back to show you?
I don't know.
Hold on, I got this.
Click on the lower right, there's the full screen.
Yeah, I did. Oh. It's not my first rodeo, buddy.
Well, you're struggling like it is.
Oh, yeah. All right, here we go.
Crack rocks.
Crack rocks, and then...
Or rock candy. I don't know. Maybe this kid just loves rock candy.
Look at... This is delicious rock candy.
I get...
Look at that rat tail.
Ooh.
Right down there in the lower right corner. It's long and squiggly.
That's the friend you cut out of your life. And there's a pretty blonde girl with a hat.
Yeah, who loves crack.
And the black kid from the Burger King's Kid Club.
Yep.
Is there.
And Wheeler, I think, in the
back. That does look like Wheeler. You're right.
But mostly a rat tail.
I don't think rat tail comes back.
But
he must get picked up by the police.
But I think this implies that if you do pot, that you...
You immediately start snorting crack or whatever.
Pot's great, but look at crack. Which they address as it goes on, but I don't...
Like, they hear a siren, and the kid drops all of his crack rocks, and then they all scatter. You left the evidence behind. You're fine.
Also,
you fled the scene?
Also, you heard sirens in the distance. Like, if you're going to panic every time you hear sirens, what's the point of being alive?
But Michael runs out of the arcade, and Smoke Guy leaves him for dead.
As he should.
Over and over, Smoke Guy hides and is, like, portrayed as a coward because he does drugs. Or is drugs. I don't know what he is.
Something.
He's like the smog monster from Ferngully.
He absolutely
but less effective.
Is.
But the sirens ended up just being Bugs Bunny.
What?
He's wearing a hat.
Like he's a cop.
That is a felony impersonating a policeman. Just want
Bugs
to point
Bunny
that out.
Bunny is nothing if not a felon.
That's true.
And then he says the word joint.
Not yet.
But not like, let's get out of this joint.
Yeah.
This is the first time someone did the voices of Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck other than Mel Blanc. He died shortly before this, so they got another guy to do it. So this was his first crack at Bugs Bunny. It's not bad. It's very good.
No,
But I'm just saying, like, prolific voice actor Mel Blanc dies, and then Bugs Bunny is talking about smoking dope.
I wonder if that's related.
If you ever have a chance, look up on YouTube. There's a Mel Blanc interview with David Letterman. And he does basically every voice that he's ever done in the interview, and it's great.
Voice actors are amazing.
Also, if you're looking things up, I started looking up some stuff. You know, I got down a little rabbit hole, and I was watching videos of Alf, and there are a bunch of bloopers of Alf saying really inappropriate things that I do not suggest. But then I watched a more recent interview with Alf where he got a little handsy with a reporter. He tried to touch her boobs. He got all Donald Trump on her.
Yeah.
Actually, no, he was more polite. He asked if he could.
Oh.
Donald Trump just grabs. but it was still inappropriate.
That's
weird.
Two presidents.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Bush is, he wasn't a president while these allegations
No, they're commenced. Coming. They're slowly rolling in. He'll be dead soon. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. He's like 90.
But anyway, Bugs Bunny puts the smoke monster in the garbage can.
Where he belonged with all the other drug users, and then he finds the joint. I don't know why Michael ran out with it when he left the crack rocks behind.
He did. I mean, they weren't his crack rocks, and that was his joint.
That's fair. But again, you leave the evidence and then you run. That's the order in which you're supposed to do stuff when you're fleeing the scene.
No, you take it with you and then dump it somewhere else. River, perhaps.
But Michael says, I'm in charge of my own life, blah, blah, blah. I can quit if I want to. And and Bugs Bunny's like, no, you're an asshole. Here's a time machine. Let's do some time travel shenanigans.
He pulls that time machine out and it's just like a...
It's an Acme box.
Yeah.
He hits a button.
But Michael immediately goes, a time machine?
Yeah.
He recognizes it as a time machine.
Basically, what's happening is Bugs Bunny's going to try to Christmas Carol Michael.
Yeah. And be like, here's how you started. Mm-hmm. But as they're heading back in time, we cut to the house where the mom is doing dishes.
As moms do.
And the dad is looking for beer.
You know, standard sitcom stuff.
I don't think he's looking for beer. He was looking in the fridge and noticed... that two of his beers are gone.
From the wooden crate?
Yeah, he's got a wooden crate of beer. I guess neither of us drank beer in the 90s, but I don't think it came like this then. I mean, at some point I know it did.
Yeah.
But not in the 90s.
I don't think so. Well, when is this set?
It's hard to tell because Michael looks like he's from the 90s, but Corey looks like she's straight out of the Brady Bunch.
Yep. So, and mom here looks exactly like Carol Brady.
And the dad's pretty 80s, so...
Mom also has blonde hair, and dad has brown hair. Michael also has brown hair. So I don't know what they're trying to imply with the genetic line here.
I don't understand your problem.
I just don't think that they're related.
Why? The boys have brown hair and the girls have blonde hair.
That's not how genetics work.
You don't know that. You don't know
I do, too.
You don't... You'd have to draw a little chart and stuff. You don't know offhand what makes what. Also, it's a cartoon.
Yeah, dad's like, yeah. I got some beers missing, but it's probably fine.
The mom says you probably drank them while watching football and forgot. So he gets so shit hammered while he's watching football that he forgets that he like how much he drank and then blames it on the kids. Maybe that's why your son's doing pot.
Maybe.
To escape.
We only know that he may have drank several beers. We don't know how much liquor he had.
Yeah.
It could have been just shotgun and whiskey.
And then the mom serves the little girl lunch and she's like,
something's wrong with Michael.
Michael's weird. And then they're like, teenagers, am I right?
And then Pooh Bear comes to fucking life.
Yeah.
And Corey doesn't look at him immediately when he starts talking. And then he talks for a solid 3 seconds and then she looks up. She's like, oh, fuck, you're talking.
You're alive. He's like, I'm your drug intervention bear. I don't have pants.
But he's like, hey, you should tell her the thing that you think is happening.
Yeah, why didn't you tell her that Michael's acting like a creep?
And then she's like, well, he'll be mad. It's like, well, or he'll be dead.
Yeah, he'll go into a drug rage and hurt her, Pooh.
He does that later.
Yeah.
So we cut back to Bugs Bunny as he figured out the time machine. And we go back 2 years. Michael has been smoking pots for 2 years. And everybody he's playing with has a letter on their shirt.
They have their initial on their monogram shirts.
a big, huge Archie letter.
Yeah. Michael's just has a big M on it. And I assume Timmy says the T. Donovan has a D on his.
Yeah. And we know it's the past because it's in black and white.
Yeah, Bugs Bunny tells us as much.
He says, the past is black and white. Get it? Are they referring to like color televisions? Is that what that was?
But then Michael walks her in the corner.
Are you cruising for some lung cancer?
Yeah.
Is what he says to his friends.
And then later we're led to believe that there are a million ways to say no. And when he tries here, it doesn't work.
Well, like he also gives in real fast because he's true. Like, because he thought it was a cigarette. He's like, you want lung cancer? And they're like, no, it's, you know, it's pot. We're getting high. He's like, oh, okay. Well, I'll smoke some then.
Yeah, it's fine. You don't.
I mean, he's not wrong to think that, as we've come to find out. you're not going to get lung cancer from smoking pot.
That's true. You're just going to have a good time. You're going to be chill. You're not going to be high-strung and freaked out like you.
Or maybe your cancer pain will go away.
Yeah. Also, no one has ever pressured me into smoking pot like that. Like,
yeah. They're like, hey, do you want some of this? And I politely say no. And they're like, okay.
I went to theater school and everyone smokes pot constantly. And I was never offered pot in any way but in the friendliest ways of, hey, you want some? No? Yeah. Okay. Thanks for hanging out.
Well, we're going to go outside and smoke it then.
Yeah.
If you change your mind, we'll be there.
We're going to shove a towel under the bathroom door so no one at this party knows what we're doing in here.
Though everybody knows.
Yeah.
Every time. Get off track.
So on. Yeah. But anyway, Michael gladly accepts. Past Michael gladly accepts.
Yeah, because he's pot. 10 or 12.
And it's 1988.
Yeah. And he's like, okay, I'll smoke some pots because I want you older boys to think I'm cool.
And they do.
Or they don't. I don't know, the kid, the guy who looked like Wheeler looks exactly like he's the same age as he is now in the past as he was in the arcade.
I don't know. Are those the same kids?
I thought so.
I assumed they were different kids because
they have different shirts, but Michael has a different shirt.
Well, yeah, but also I assumed they all look the same age as Michael. So I assumed.
No, I don't know.
That those were the older kids that got him on it. And then he got his friends addicted.
Oh, can't get addicted.
And then they're. Sky, you can't get addicted. What are you watching right now? Proof. And then his friends were like, hey, let's do some crack.
Yeah.
And he was like, but oh, no.
Bugs Bunny is arguing with Puff the Magic Dragon. Does this character get a name? No, like, in the IMDb, he's the dealer.
I think that his name is Smoke in the script.
Okay. So Smokey Joe here is like, drugs just make you feel good for a little bit and then stuff. And then Bugs Bunny is not having it because he knows the truth about the marijuana.
Yeah,
your problems will come back even when you come down.
Yeah, then you start drinking.
It's a very cyclical argument. So we cut away to the garage at home, and Dad's holding up a fan belt or a fan box. I don't know what the hell something. It is,
but also look how he's standing
awkwardly.
His
leg has extra joints.
This is drawn by people who probably usually draw like action poses and stuff.
Yeah,
because you can tell by the way Michael runs anytime he runs, it's really awkward and weird. Like he's running into a battle. Mm-hmm. But
Corey is like, hey, something's weird with Michael.
Oh, and this is when he's like, oh, teenagers, right?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, being weird's part of being a teenager.
Yeah. Well, I'm a good dad.
I'm gonna shuffle this right under the rug.
Just dads hanging out in garages on Saturday.
You know he's a dad because he has a mustache.
Yeah.
We cut from there to the park where Smokey Joe is talking to all of them. I think all of them can see him now.
It's really unclear who knows he's
but
the thing.
They're smoking a pipe. I don't know. Are they smoking crack at this point or is this still pot?
I think it's still pot because she says she can get some crack for $10.
Oh, okay. So Smokey Joe steals Michael's wallet because apparently he's corporeal sometimes. And real.
Yeah.
And he throws it to the girl, and she runs off to go buy more drugs.
Yes.
Even though he doesn't have money.
To buy crack. Yeah.
I don't. There's no way there's $20 worth of quarters in that wallet. It would have spilled when he threw it. And then
unless he went to the currency exchange and exchanged those quarters in. Because I don't know if you've ever been to the currency exchange, but there are people definitely there on some kind of drugs.
No doubt.
Not the fun kind, like pot.
Or the ones that keep you normal.
Michael gives chase.
Like you do. And Michelangelo pulls the manhole cover off, leading Michael to fall to his death.
I'm sorry, Michelangelo the Ninja Turtle, in case anyone was confused.
He just, you know, he drops probably 10 feet into the earth and is never seen again. The end. Michelangelo also holds up the manhole cover and Smokey Joe smashes into it and falls into the sewer also. Why don't you just let that dick pass?
Right, yeah, he would have gone away for a while.
Yeah, and then you could talk to Michael one-on-one and get some stuff done. In the sewer, the water is all neon pink, orange, and purple, which makes me think that maybe he took some LSD or something.
I mean, at least it explains why you have mutant turtles. Also, I remember being really excited that Michelangelo was in this.
I remember being annoyed that it took this long for a Ninja Turtle to pop up because they were featured prominently on the box art of the...
I just remember being excited to see a turtle in a different setting.
Michelangelo wasn't my favorite turtle, so I was underwhelmed.
Also, Michelangelo was not featured on the box art.
I think the library may have made one.
Oh, okay.
They're like, hey, turtles are in this. Watch it.
to trick you.
Yeah, it worked. So Michelangelo's like, hey, don't do drugs, and then pulls a plug on the sewer, and then Michael falls onto a roller coaster with the Muppet babies. Piggy.
Just Kermit and Piggy.
Well, Gonzo's in there somewhere.
Well, he shows up.
The roller coaster is symbolic of Michael's brain.
Yeah, it's a fucking mile a minute at this point.
Yeah, it's a pretty steep drop off from here. Nothing's going to make sense, and we're going to struggle to describe it to you. So as they're on the track, there's a lot of sparkles happening. And then Smokey Guy is like, yeah, isn't it great? And then they're like, oh, the highs are real high, but the lows are so low.
The roller coaster is a metaphor, I believe.
No.
For highs.
I think it's literal because they're going down a roller coaster. I
mean, for them, yeah, it's literal, but like.
Because they're also figments of his imagination?
Something.
I don't know. Piggy's upset because it isn't fun. Well, no, we're in the scary part of the movie.
Yeah.
You're going to have to learn to deal with that.
But I would do a lot more drugs if I got to hang out with Ninja Turtles and Muppets.
And then Gonzo shows up with his wretched voice to tell us that this whole canvas is his interpretation of what a drug trip is like.
We're definitely watching Muppet Babies next, just for fun.
I will fucking kill us both.
I have it all on an external hard drive in my office.
Pass. Aww. Hard pass. So there's more screaming and more roller coasting until they smash through a glass barrier and end up in Michael's brain where... They ended up at his eye, and he sees himself even though he's inside his eye.
Yep.
And he's smoking on a joint, and he's going to hop on a skateboard and go skateboarding high.
And he takes a big puff of that joint and throws the rest away. I don't understand.
No, I think he threw his match away. He still has the joint.
Oh, okay.
We get an excellent shot of Michael's feet, and he definitely has his jeans tucked into his shoes. And he goes on a very wobbly skateboard ride. The Muppet Babies dip. They're like, fuck this. You're on your own.
I don't think getting high makes you that incapable of skateboarding because skateboarding.
It's true.
If you're a complete doofus like Michael is.
Yeah, he ain't great at anything. So he falls down.
But we don't get to see him fall. He wobbles and he's on the ground.
Skateboard's nowhere to be seen. And he looks up and there's a trio of ducks.
Let me tell you how many times I've come to look up to see Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Sky, I'll give you $1,000 if you can tell me which one's which right now.
I couldn't do it. I think Huey, the blue one is Louie.
Louie is, yeah, blue, and Dewey is green. No,
I'll
Dewey
be honest,
is blue.
I completely guessed. Okay. I had no information to base that on.
Because Dewey and Bluey rhyme. I think that's correct.
Oh.
Just tweet Sky if we were wrong.
It probably were. The new DuckTales is pretty good.
But I know Huey.
I've only seen a couple episodes.
I've only seen two episodes as well, but they were both fantastic. I saw the first one and then the one with the dime.
Okay. I haven't seen either of those. So I keep seeing the same one over and over, but it's not the same one you've seen, apparently. But it's pretty rad.
Yeah, my plan is just to watch them all at some point. But yeah, it is very good. Anyway, those ducks show up.
And he's like, oh man, I'm seeing ducks now.
Unlike the new DuckTales, they don't have distinct voices.
They're literally played by the same woman. And so Michael was okay with the Muppet Babies, but now there's ducks, and that's the bridge that's too far.
Yeah.
And he's just like, all right, whatever. Ducks, fine. And then Smokey Joe pops out of his pocket again. And he's like, hey, ducks, you want to smoke some pot or something? And they say no. And that prompts a song.
A song by...
all of a sudden, Kermit's there, too.
Alan Menken and Howard Ashman, who wrote The Little Mermaid and all of those good musicals at that point. Yeah.
So all of a sudden, all of the cartoons are there. Like, of course, the Chipmunks would be there. They're singing a song. But yeah, they're singing a song about a million wonderful ways to say no. And then we see Elf smashing through the fucking Berlin Wall.
Because 1990. Also, Tigger shows up for this song. Sky will put this song somewhere in this.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I'm saying it out loud now, so he has to.
I can cut
you
it,
definitely
though.
Can't cut this part out. I should say something really important.
Too late. The moment's passed.
Damn it. But yeah, they just sing all the different ways you can say no. Like, I have homework, or I have baseball practice, or I'm on my period, or something. It's not an episode.
One of them is, I'm allergic.
It's not an episode of Pop Culture Failure unless I say the word period. I apologize. I got all the way through that Ronald McDonald charity thing without saying something inappropriate. I'm going to say period.
Why would you say anything inappropriate? Those children are doing their best.
They were. And that cool kid has those sweet, sweet glasses.
Yeah, he does. So Michael wakes up and he is in his bed. So has this been a hallucination up till now?
Hard
no idea.
But his drug box is safe.
Yep. And Smokey Joe's in it.
This guy, that's definitely an Ocarina.
And then Corey comes into
the
his room.
Best part.
And she's like, why are you yelling at me? He's like, don't ever come in here again and don't tell mom. Why are you, what? What's happening? You stole her money. You don't get to yell at her like that, dude.
And then she's
also, like, stop carrying around your drug box.
He is always holding it when she walks
in. So he grabs her hand and she's like, you're hurting me. And then he throws her into the door. He's like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. And then she slams the door and runs away. Pot doesn't do that.
No.
I don't. I've never experienced someone on pot who was that angry. Also, there's a mirror in his drug box, so it makes me think he does crack off it. Or not crack, cocaine.
Coke, yeah. Maybe that's what's wrapped up in that little bundle. It's just a pound of cocaine. But then Alf pulls him into the mirror, because Alf has that power.
He's an alien life form, Jake. And then there's a mirror funhouse thing happening. And Alf is very aggressive in this scene. Where he's just like, you're gonna fucking die. Stop doing drugs.
And he shows him his future. Boo.
And it's him who's green and skeletal and he's got no teeth because he started doing crocodile.
Stop saying that. I don't know what that means.
Oh, it's a drug that will melt your skin.
Is that an actual drug?
Yeah, the people made it instead of heroin. It's got a lot of bleach in it and it'll fuck your skin up real bad.
Oh.
Make you scaly like a crocodile.
Gross.
Yeah, it's real bad for you. Don't do it.
But I'll have cool crocodile skin. I'll be a Batman villain.
So Alf is just like, you're not in charge of your own actions. I'm going to take you to the man in charge, because apparently we're in his brain again.
I guess so. His fun house mirror brain.
Yeah. But he's actually gone because Corey comes back. Why? I don't know. Was she going to say, are you going to apologize or something?
Hey, look at the bruises you left on me. I'm telling. I'm telling the police.
So, but Michael's gone. And Smokey Joe pops out and he's like, hey, you want to do some drugs, little girl?
And Pooh Bear's like, I wouldn't.
The smoke monster throws Pooh into a cabinet.
Weird bedroom cabinet. Weird bedroom slatted cabinet.
Yeah. And he starts sweet talking the little girl. And eventually she's like, oh, if I start doing drugs, then maybe Michael will like me again.
I can't imagine an 8-year-old, like, let's pretend that monster is like a figment of their imagination. She doesn't know how to, like, pick up those drugs and do them.
I learned from watching you.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's fair.
I guess he hasn't done it in front of her. But he hasn't done a good job of hiding it, so maybe she's seen him do it.
Yeah, and also, I think you're still allowed to smoke in public at this time, so she's watched people light things up. So.
Yeah. I don't know how difficult it is to roll a marijuana cigarette.
Wait, you said earlier he had joints rolling around in there, so no, she doesn't even have to roll one. Oh, my goodness. Michael, you're so irresponsible.
This is why you have a mullet.
No, that's not why. Because it's cool as. So
we cut back to Michael, and he's running through a carnival of nightmares.
Yeah.
One of the, whichever the blue one is, the blue duck, is on a roller coaster.
Dewey.
And is going to run him down. And instead of jumping off the track, oh, there we go.
He does.
He does eventually, but he tries to outrun it.
He jumps off the track toward some buzzsaws, but then lands in a Huey ride.
Yeah, and then he grabs a ring. A brass ring that lands on this, and then he gets flinged into a monster's mouth and down its gullet and into its insides. Because the drugs are consuming you?
Yeah, it's a metaphor, Sky. Don't you get it?
And then he's in the...
Now he's drowning.
In the stomach, and then...
Or Tigger and Piggy are...
They throw him a life raft, sort of, but then it just crushes him into the water and probably drowns him? Nope.
Donner,
I don't know, he's having a fun day at Six Flags is all I'm saying.
This also looks like fun drug time.
Then he gets hit by a ball into a three-eyed frog.
And then down a test strength machine.
Yeah. You know,
then
thing
into
hit
a
with
bunch
a sledge,
of glass jars.
And then smashes onto an eye and falls into a half barrel full of water.
I'm really proud of us for keeping up with
which
this
then
nonsense.
Has more water from falling from the sky in a deluge. And then he gets just whisked down into a drain again.
Down what appears to be a street that's a carnival.
He's in the water, drowning some more. And then he gets sucked up into a straw, and then Miss Piggy spits him out into a tarp. And then he just lands on his feet, and he's fine.
Because drugs.
I don't know what's happening.
He's having a freak out, man.
We haven't seen him do any drugs in a long time.
I guess that's true. He's
and
probably come
then he
down.
Finds a booth that says "See Your Future," and he goes in, and Daffy Duck's wearing a Swami hat, like Johnny Carson.
When we were watching this, I was getting really worried that Daffy Duck wasn't going to show up. And Scott was like, "Just wait,
yeah, it's happening.
Just wait."
So he pulls out a black ball. He's like, "I'm going to tell you your future," and he's like, "Michael's like, I don't know if I want to see this." And we cut back to Corey, and she's like, "I'm going to do drugs."
You're right. Creepy smoke monster.
Who I may or may not be imagining.
Yeah. Who I may or may not even be able to see. I'm not.
So Michael's like, "Hey, you're looking into a basketball. That's why it's so dark."
Bowling ball, sorry.
My brain went to basketball because of Space Jam.
Oh, okay. You know, Daffy Duck has a rich history outside of Space Jam. That's 45 minutes of his entire career.
Space Jam is the thing that I like that Daffy Duck has done.
He's done lots of fun things.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of those Looney Tunes characters.
You're not a fan of anything.
I like four things, and Daffy Duck isn't one of them.
And three of them are from Japan.
Daffy pulls out he has the crystal ball, and he shows Michael his future for reals. He's like, "Your future lays behind these doors. There's like six doors, but don't worry, we're only going to see behind one."
It's right, the part where he loses his virginity to a model is unopened.
Nope, we open the specific door and we see his like jaundiced corpse
just
with
twitching.
A syringe in his hand, just a twitching. And then all of the cartoon characters come out again and say, "Stop doing drugs or you're gonna die!"
They just come to mock him.
And he tries to escape again. And he opens the door to his closet or bedroom or bathroom.
I think it's the closet of his... Yeah, it could be the bathroom, yeah. I don't know,
but he sees Corey holding his drug box and he slaps it out of her hand. He's like, "Don't ever, ever do drugs." He's like, and then she doesn't say, "You do them all the time.
Yeah. Look how handsome you are."
You don't get to tell me what to do. Because she's in that stage of youth where you're like, you can't tell me what to do.
Right.
Especially your older brother. Because fuck that guy. But then she's like, "Why don't you talk to mom and dad about your drug problems?" And then Smokey Joe's just like, "Nah, just keep doing drugs. It's probably fine."
I mean, he does have a good point.
It's a compelling argument. But Michael grabs him by the tail, the genie tail, and hucks him out a window because he's corporeal again.
Right, because if you can fly, no one can huck you like that.
Yeah, and he lands in a garbage truck, and then it drives away, and he's like, "I'll be back!"
And then Michael's like, "He's right.
I'll get you, Gadget."
And then all the cartoon characters are on a poster in his room.
Pooh Bear escapes from the...
He doesn't escape. Michael has to go let him out.
Yeah. But Pooh Bear was a stuffed animal. He wasn't...
And some of them were lamps.
Yep. But they're all in the poster now. The poster that he didn't remember having, I guess.
Or they made a poster to remind him to not to do drugs.
Maybe.
Every time he looks at that poster, he goes, "I'm not going to do drugs."
Maybe. But Corey convinces him to go talk to mom and dad about his drug problem. And then all of the characters are on the poster, and that's the end. And we get this really terrible song where all of the characters sing. It's real bad. Here's what I think. That poster was in Michael's room. He took too many drugs and was dying, and this was his hallucination at the end.
That's very possible. And Corey found him and was like, "Let's go talk to our parents." And he said, "Okay."
Michael's dead is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't buy into like internet like
headcanons.
Theories like, "Oh, the Rugrats is all just Angelica, like, having a fever dream." Or they're always someone having a fever dream. But I think this one is.
SpongeBob SquarePants is post-apocalyptic or
something
such.
Something, yeah.
There's drugs every... Well, there's not that much drugs, actually. But, like...
I've seen more drugs today in real life just going to the store to buy wrapping paper than there were in this.
Yeah, it was hard to follow even as an adult. I don't feel like they really conveyed a message other than drugs are bad. But here's the thing about pot. I've never smoked any of it. I have no interest in it. But it does a lot of good things for human beings. Like, it can... Like, it's excellent for cancer treatments. It is great for people with seizures and stuff like that. I know that it's still a Schedule 1, but that's a gross... oversight on the government's part.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting there.
The time.
But like, there's so much misinformation in here. Like,
here's the problem with this whole thing, is it's a whole bunch of essentially adults telling children, "If you do pot, it will ruin everything." Then kids do pot, and they find out it doesn't ruin everything.
and then they do too much pot, and they only talk about it.
Then the parents say, you know, don't do pot, it'll ruin everything. Don't do crack, it'll do everything. Well, they lied about doing pot. Clearly, they're lying about crack. And then you start doing crack, and then once you do crack, you don't go back.
Yeah, that one will fuck you up.
But that's a huge problem. Is you tell kids that everything is so bad and it's the worst. And so when they do eventually get offered pot and they're like, all right, maybe this one's like, oh, the world didn't come crashing down around me like Bugs Bunny told me it would. So maybe it'll be all right if I do just a little bit of heroin. And then things go south from there.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I helped at my little brother's school. Well, I work at the same school my littlest brother goes to. And
he's like 17.
He's my littlest brother, though, and he's bigger than me, too.
That's fair.
But they had, like, a car crash demonstration. Like, they bring up a banged car into the gym, and they're like, this is what happens when you text and drive, or drink and drive, or whatever.
And yeah, if you're bad at it.
Then the...
texting and driving. Don't drink and drive.
Then the... I'm way better at drinking and driving than I am texting and driving.
I'm the other way around.
I'm really bad at texting and driving. I don't do it because I'm really bad at it. I'm not a good texter when I'm sitting still. But they brought in the like fireman to like talk to them. That was like, oh, I always have to look at these dead teenagers and this and that. And he went straight for the like, don't even smoke pot because I have to, you know, declare these kids who've done heroin dead.
Gotta scoop your brains off the sidewalk
after you've done heroin. But so I texted my brother and I was like, if you want to smoke pot, man, go for it.
Yeah, just be safe.
Yeah, just don't plan do your heroin.
Day. Yeah.
And then so I told him it wasn't a gateway drug, and he said, so I have to do heroin on my own free will. And I was like, yeah, this yeah. is the moral of that.
Be responsible.
Story. Yeah, be responsible with your heroin.
I don't partake, but I don't have any problem with it. My biggest problem with pot is people who smoke pot always want to tell me how great it is and how bad it is that it's illegal. And maybe, yes, I agree, but also shut up.
Maybe you'd fucking lighten up and want to watch the Muppet Babies with me.
I guess we'll never know.
Or will we?
Are you planning to sneak it into me?
In your cereal.
Awful lot of green in these Fruity Pebbles.
It's oregano. Really brings out the pebble.
God damn, these Fruity Pebbles are really good this time.
Yeah. And then suddenly all of the Fruity Pebbles are gone. Because of the munchies. Gone.
Yeah, but then I'm addicted to crack.
Yep, and that's my bad.
So Jake, what's the most terrific part
of
this?
Well, luckily there's a turtle in it. I mean... Alf is the most terrific. I also really like Garfield. I find them both hilarious. So
one of them hates Mondays.
Yeah, but one of them will eat the other, which he threatens to do in this.
He does.
Also, I watched Alf get handsy. So that was fun. What do you think is the most terrific part? The lies.
I think it's pretty terrific that little girl had a framed picture of Elf.
Yeah.
The only thing that would have made it better is if it was autographed
by Elf.
Yeah.
Or the pothead who created Elf.
Whichever. The scene that sticks out in my head, of course, is the Ninja Turtle one where he pulls the plug on the sewer and they get sucked into a different world.
I do remember just really liking Michelangelo being there. I don't.
Different animation style, but it's the same voice actor.
It's pretty close.
I think it's pretty neat that they got all these people together to do a thing.
Yeah.
And it was okay.
I think I was reading something, and Jim Cummings said it took him a day.
Yeah,
so it wasn't even. It kind of shows. And the actual animating of it, I don't remember how long it took, but it was significantly less than a regular animated show.
Yeah, I think they're using less frames than they should have. Animation's a little jerky, but it's fine. It didn't make me want to not do drugs any more than I already did.
Yeah, but I just like seeing all of my favorite cartoon characters in one place. It's
yeah.
super early 90s. Like, I watched everything that is in this. There's not one that I don't remember being like, I never really partook. I watched all of those.
I didn't care for Muppet Babies.
Yeah, we've established.
And I don't remember the Elf cartoon.
The Elf cartoon is the one I remember the least, but I may just remember it because I may have been looking up Elf cartoons at a different time more recently, believe it or not. And I follow Garfield on Twitter and Facebook, so I get a lot of Garfield in my life. I highly suggest it if anyone is looking just to brighten their day.
So that's Cars Toon All-Stars to the rescue.
Cars Toons All-Stars. This guy did a bunch of pot. He's turned green and scaly. I'm really worried about him. Send help. If we had a Patreon, we could pay your rehab.
We're going to take another week off after this, and then we're going to be watching another movie.
And then another week off, and then a Christmas movie, and then we're going to shuffle some things around as per Sky's request and constant badgering.
Because there was a very fresh, terrible series that I would like to discuss with you guys.
So we're going to push Animorphs back 8 weeks. See if you can figure out what it is.
If you follow me me personally on the Twitter, you'll probably have a good guess.
Or if you if Sky has your personal phone number, he'll tell you how bad it is constantly.
Because it ain't great.
Nope.
I'll give you a hint. It involves slavery.
Ooh.
But yeah, so if you want to follow us, our Twitter handle is Failed Pop Culture with no E at the end because it was too many characters on the Twitter. You can email the show at popculturefailure@gmail.com.
You did it.
You can follow me. I am at Sandwich Surplus.
I'm at Midwest Love Affair.
And if you want, you can go to, it's not iTunes anymore, Apple Podcasts and rate and review.
Oh, shit.
You can do that on Stitcher and Podknife and another one.
Or write about us in your blog.
However you're listening to this, if you can rate and review, that would be marvelous.
Yeah.
Or don't. Whatever. You're an adult. Do pot. Or whatever.
Do pot, is what he said. Sky, what did you learn nothing?
I didn't.
Oh, okay. Whatever. I learned Gonzo and Tigger can be friends. And that's all right.
Indeed.
Michelangelo is way taller than the rest of them.
Which is surprising because he's only 5 feet tall.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Oh, the 90s. So we will see you in 2 weeks.
We done it.
Woo! Bye.
That's convenient.
Boo. Boo. Boo.
Why would I make that sound? That's not the sound I will make through. Well, it might be.
I mean, I'll think you did not.
But I will. But I definitely will.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I'm going to go pee first.
For fuck's sake.
Fuck the Smurfs. I hate them so much.
When the going gets rough, and there's times that it will, as you grow.
Keep these words in your heart, and they'll help you come through like a pro.
If the old you starts to slide, there's a stronger you inside.
Saying, hang on, kid, hold tight, don't ever let go.
And remember all those wonderful ways to say no.
And as you get taller, you'll see
that stronger and stronger you'll be.
That's how the world works, kid.
That's how it's designed.
You'll even outgrow us one day.
Forget that you know us, you may.
But promise you'll keep what we say in the back of your mind.
When the going gets rough, you'll need someone to help you pull through.
You'll always have someone. Guess what, kid? That someone is you.
But we hope that even so, you'll look back on long ago to remember us and how we came to show you. Your life begins the day you learn to say no.
A production of the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences Foundation. Funded by McDonald's Corporation, its licensees, and Ronald McDonald Children's Charities.